T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to a new episode of
Real Wives in Radio.
I'm Dorothy.
And I'm Tanya.
And this is the countdown clock episode.
Oh, gosh.
Well, the countdown.
What does that mean?
Well, countdown because Christmas is almost here. And
yes.
This is going to be first time new mom, new family Christmas for me.
Yeah.
And countdown for you because baby Marina is going to be here soon.
Yeah, she is here.
Yeah.
She is full term.
Yes.
I am 37 weeks in a few days.
Yes.
And she is good to go. She's all cooked up pretty much.
Yeah. Are you going to have a glass of wine?
No. Speaking of glass of wine, you just put yourself on blast.
Oh, my God. Yes. We have to tell this story.
Okay.
Sister wives.
What are we talking about in this episode? We're going to talk about,
I have a question for you, Tanya,
okay.
About my first Christmas with the baby.
Ooh.
I have a question about that.
Okay.
We're going to catch up about you and how you're feeling and Marina and all that good stuff because she's almost here.
Right.
And
then I have a question, concern, venting situation about Christmas cards.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
I'm going to sound real grinchy.
Okay. Oh.
I know. Okay. I know. But it's just a thought.
Okay,
but
right now I'm going to tell on myself because Sister Wives, I was a bad sister wife to Tanya.
Yeah, she's not just a bad sister wife, she's a bad tia, she's a bad aunt, auntie, how do you say it in Vietnamese?
Yee
to my sweet little daughter, Marina. Oh,
I know.
My gosh, you guys, we had a company holiday party last week.
Last week it was, yeah.
And it was fun.
It was a lot tamer than it was last year because people got too turnt last year. People were throwing up in the corner, making out, hooking up in the bathrooms. It was kind of actually pretty gross.
It was legit, for real. There was throw up found in our water fountain.
Yeah.
And then there was throw up in a ice or like a cooler. Or no, it was a bucket.
It was a keg. A keg bucket.
Yeah, it was a keg bucket. And I get here really early because I work with John and Tammy from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. So we got here and there still was were things that were not cleaned up yet.
None of it was cleaned up.
No, came to my studio. That keg was right outside of the studio.
So
there was throw up in it and throw up on it and throw up around it. I know. So it was super
so
turnt last year. This year, not as turnt.
Yes. But
except for my baby.
Yes. But this was the first time this year I actually got to partake in the drinking. Because last year I was pregnant, but nobody knew. I was fake drinking. Because I came late.
Yeah.
So I was fake drinking. Like, Steven, like, got me a soda water, put a little splash of cranberry in it to make it look like it was a real drink, you know?
Yeah.
But then this year, so, you know, I'm like, all right, let me knock back a couple cocktails, a couple vodka sodas, you know?
Yeah.
And I go to the bar and I'm just asking, hey, Tons, like, let me get you something. What do you want?
No, we were sitting. Well, yes. Before you went to the bar, you were like, hey, you want something like, you know, like ginger ale? You're trying to be the homie because you know what it's like when you're pregnant. You want something.
Yeah.
But you can't have alcohol. And I really appreciated that because I didn't want water. You know, I wanted something festive. So you're like, do you want ginger ale? I was like, ooh, this sounds good and fresh. So I was like, yeah, give me a ginger ale. So you went to the bar.
I did go to the bar. And I asked the bartender to give me a vodka soda and ginger ale. And he said, wait, you want a vodka with ginger ale? I said, no, I want a vodka soda. And then I want a ginger ale. Like, I wanted two drinks. So he's like, okay. So he starts making the drinks.
Yeah.
But then one of our coworkers, Susan and Vincent, she and I start catching up. She starts telling me a story that I get really into.
Yeah.
And then the drinks are done, so I just grab the drinks and I walk back to Tanya.
Mm-hmm.
I take a sip of my vodka soda and I give you your ginger ale.
And I got my ginger and it looks so good. Like, oh my gosh, like crisp and the
bubbles,
you know, are like still like floating up on in the
and
air.
And there's
ice. Yeah. So I was like, ooh, this is going to be good. So I took a big old swig. And you know what that was? It was ginger ale and vodka.
Yeah.
And it burned all the way down to my core, which I believe is my daughter. I believe that burned down to my daughter is what I have know. To say.
Marina, I am so sorry, baby.
Poor thing. She had her first sip of booze from Dorothy.
Oh, my God. I felt so bad. But thank goodness she's fully cooked, right?
I mean, let's right? hope so. We'll find out.
I think you even tried to regurgitate the vodka soda.
I, no joke, I didn't care where I was. I didn't care there were people eating around me. I legit spit it back up and then I threw it up like in a cup on the table. I'm like, God, I don't care if anyone takes that. I don't care to get it out of me. But, you know. Yeah. Still felt that. It was hot in there. It was real hot all the way down.
Ooh, well, let's catch up with Marina, speaking of which. I mean, is she okay after the vodka ginger ale?
I had an appointment on Monday, and she seems to be okay. She's moving.
Thank God.
She wasn't moving anymore that day. Yeah. I was thinking she's going to be, you know, a little crazy that night. Yeah, she's fine. She's fine. We're all fine, I think.
So how are you feeling? 37 weeks?
Uh-huh.
It does look like Marina has dropped.
I know. That's what you are saying. All my girlfriends are saying. Yeah. My family's saying.
Yeah. Because you said you felt her move a little bit, right? Like her position of her body moved?
I didn't feel her like totally move, but the doctor confirmed that she's moved. She didn't flip. She's still head down, thank God. But she's moved from one side to the other. So maybe it was that vodka. I don't know. No. So we're good. So yeah, I had an appointment on Monday, and I mean, you know how when I started the third trimester, how I was like really anxious.
Yeah.
I think I've like reverted back to that.
To the anxiousness.
Yeah. Why is that? Because there's 3 more weeks, and she literally could come any day,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just like. Okay, like for real, the countdown is on, like you said, like this is it, you know, like this is it, like this could be my last podcast, or like this could be the last time I see you, or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I know I'm overthinking it, but I'm like in between like freaking out and just like ready.
Yeah.
You know?
Like are you, do you feel like you're just done being pregnant?
No. Okay. I know everyone asked me, they're like, do you just want her out? And I'm like, I don't feel that bad.
Right.
Like, my aches just started. You know what I mean? Like, my pain just started.
Yeah.
This belly, I feel like, just, like, popped out. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of that. So I'm not, like, done, you know? So I just want her to stay in there.
So are you feeling anxious about becoming a new mom? Or are you feeling anxious about the labor part? What are you feeling anxious about?
The thing I'm most feeling anxious about is, like, the moment I go into labor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is that going to feel like? Right? Because no one can, no one can describe it.
Right.
No one can describe it. Like, either they describe it and it's different for everybody.
Yeah.
Or, like, for you, like, it was a different situation. You can't really, like, tell me what those, like, you felt contractions.
Yeah, I felt contractions, but I didn't feel contractions until I got to the hospital.
Yeah.
Because I felt the same way. Like, that's, you know, I was like, well, what's it going to feel like?
Right. Are you looking for?
Right. I think the person who described it best to me was my friend Sammy, and she said what a contraction feels like is like a period cramp, but the worst period cramp that you've ever had in your life.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
For me, I didn't know that I was going to have back labor. I didn't even know back labor was like a thing. Like, I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
And back labor was really bad back aches. Like, when you're on your period.
Yeah.
You're having, like, when you have those lower back pains. That's what it was for me. But it didn't feel where it was, like, debilitating, where I couldn't walk. But it was where, okay, I'm only going to feel good when I lie down.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So that kind of happened leading up to my water breaking. That kind of happened on and off for 2 days beforehand.
Like, how many times in 2 days?
I was, I'd say maybe like once an hour.
Okay.
You know?
Because I told you like maybe like a week or two ago, maybe 2 weeks ago now, like I started feeling those back like period cramps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, I remember I was like driving and I was like, oh, I'm going to get my period. I'm like, oh, no, I'm not. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm going to have a baby, but it felt just like that, but still tolerable.
Yeah.
And only once a day for me now.
Like, yeah.
I get them, but just like once a day. So I don't know if those are Braxton Hicks. I don't know.
I think those are Braxton Hicks.
No, nobody knows. That's the thing.
Right?
You know what I mean? So then I'm just waiting for them to come on stronger, I guess. And then I'll know. See, that's the thing. Like,
no,
I just want to know what, where, and I want to know where am I going to be? Am I going to be in bed or am I going to be at Target? You know what I mean? Yeah. Or I'm going to be like here at the
studio.
I think
you won't know until your water breaks. You know what I mean?
And some women's waters don't even break. You know what I mean? Or they break slowly and you don't even notice. Or like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they say like there is a weird smell to it. Like they asked me, did I smell my water breaking? To me, mine didn't smell like anything. Uh-huh.
They say it smells like sweet or something.
Yeah,
right?
But it's supposed to be sweet. But for me, the sensation was it's like I'm peeing my pants and I couldn't control it. You know, because I had to go pee in the middle of the night and then my water break and I was holding my pee in, but the water just kept flowing. And I was like, oh, I think that that's it.
Like a lot?
I'd say not like a gush. It's not like the movies. It's not a huge gush. It's like a trickle, you know? And then the discharge of it was kind of mucusy, and it was a little bit of a different color. So look out for that.
But is that the mucus plug?
Yeah, I think that that's the mucus plug.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of things. So,
and one more thing that I didn't know.
Okay.
Until it happened to me, is that once your water breaks, girl, you're going to keep leaking. So put a pad in your panties. Don't, okay? Change your underwear once and put a pad in because you're going to keep leaking until you get to the hospital.
Oh.
And then there, you know, you'll have, they'll have stuff to help you.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know. See, these are all the things. This is what I'm anxious about, right? This is what it's like, what is going to happen? How will my story unfold? Like, what will be my journey from moment of start of labor to delivery, you know, like I want to know all of that, but I can't, you know,
because it's just going to happen.
It's different for everybody.
Yeah. You're going to have to just be prepared to roll with it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, you already have things that you and JJ know you want to do as part of your birth plan, right?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. We do. We've discussed that and our bags are packed.
Good.
Yeah. Car seats in.
Good.
We're good. We're fine. Prepared. We're fine.
You're prepared.
We're fine.
You are fine. So just I know. Just chill if you can. Chill, as much as you can. Just chill.
I know. I'm trying. I'm really trying. I also think once I'm done with work, I think for me, like I need that time to like that alone quiet time to kind of just think about it. Like that's how I operate. You know what I mean? Like I just need that thinking time. And because when I come to work, I'm not going to lie, I'm like super distracted. All I can think about is the baby. All I can think about is ow, ow, ow. Like, you know what I mean? Like, or, you know, I don't know, just, oh, I got to do this. Oh, I got to put this in her room. Oh, I got to pack this in my bag. Oh, I forgot this. Like, that's literally all I could think about.
Right.
So
right.
I think once I'm done with work, I will maybe feel a little bit better. That's what a lot of people have told me, actually. They're like, once you go on maternity leave, you'll feel a little bit better about, like, your anxiety. So.
Oh, yeah.
We'll see. I know you worked up to the very last day. Well, until you went.
I did.
When did you have the baby again?
I was scheduled to have a C-section on August 5th.
No, I know, but how far along were you?
I was about 38 weeks. So, like, you know, Stephen and I mean, we were just thinking, all right, August 5th, it's a Monday, we're going to roll in. Like, that's when we're going to do it. I'll pack my bags this weekend and blah, blah, blah. I totally not prepared. Didn't have my bags packed at all. Because then the baby came on his own, you know, on the 31st. So I was like, all right, cool.
So that's where I'm at. I mean, JJ's starting to get a little more anxious too, and that makes me a little anxious too. You know what I mean? I think it's like really starting to hit him now. And I'm like, where you been, man? I've been anxious since April. Like, where you been? Oh, now you're anxious? Cool. Like, welcome. I'm such a jerk. But no, he's been so good. And he's just, we're both just trying to just be smart about things right now. It's just, there's just so much. And then honestly, if I'm gonna be honest, this is a real inconvenient time to have a baby. You know what I mean? Like
Christmas
during the holidays.
Time? Yeah.
It's just like, I've not got one person a gift and I don't care.
Good.
I know, but still, then I'm like, oh, Tanya, you know, get it, you know, and then my brother's getting married this weekend.
Oh yeah, so that's like a whole nother layer that you gotta,
you know, and
you
I can't wait.
For.
It's gonna be great, but then also it's just like that adds to the anxiety because I'm like, please, baby, do not come before or on the day of the
or
wedding.
During.
That's what I'm saying. Please let me get through this weekend. So
yeah.
It's just like a weird time. Maybe that's what's adding to the anxiety, I think. Just the timing.
You know what? You're probably right about that because Friday, this Friday will be your last day of work.
Yeah.
Then you'll have the wedding, which is Saturday.
Yeah.
And Sunday you can breathe.
Yeah.
Like really breathe and relax.
Yeah, you know? I would say Monday, but yeah.
Oh, Monday. Okay.
Yeah, I got a little friends.
Okay.
Friends miss.
Gotcha, gotcha.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, so
it'll be fine. Okay. Yeah, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
And honestly, I really do think she's gonna like wait a little bit.
Yeah. She's gonna come on her own time.
I know she's gonna come on her own time.
I mean, if she's anything like you, Tons.
Please don't scare me. Please don't do that.
No. God,
please. Hopefully, she's not like me. Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
37 weeks. A little bit past 37 weeks, and feeling okay.
Good.
Just all the regular feels. But yeah, what's going on with you?
You're gonna be good.
I know. I'm gonna be fine.
You're gonna be
great. And I forgive you for giving me that drink because I came to the studio today and she had a little gift certificate for a prenatal massage a place that you went to here in San Diego that you absolutely loved.
I love this place. I went to Rebirth Massage Center probably about, I want to say two times for sure, because towards the end of my pregnancy, I was having all the aches that you're having, you know,
yeah.
And I'd just be like, babe, I need to go get a massage. I don't care how much this costs. I need to go get one. And they have really good packages. And the girl that worked on me, her name was Veronica. I went to go see her every time because she did such a good job
wow.
at making me relax
yeah.
and working out my pains. So I wanted to give you the same gift because
yeah, you're so sweet.
I know how much it helped me and I really want it to help you.
Yeah,
you know?
And probably also because I've been coming in here every day. I'm like, oh, my back, my hips. And you're probably like, just shut up and go get yourself a massage. Yeah. So thank you.
You are welcome. But speaking of gifts and Christmas, my question to you, Tons, is, do I get the baby a Christmas present? Because he's so little.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't really know yet.
Well, this is a tough question.
And then plus, it's like, he doesn't really know that it's Christmas. He doesn't know what it means. He doesn't know how to open presents, you know, and he doesn't really need anything. And my mm-hmm. family is so big that everybody is getting him something.
Right.
So do I just not get him anything? Because I haven't gotten him anything yet.
So when you asked me just now, my gut instinct was to tell you, of course you get your baby a Christmas
yeah.
present. It's like your baby. It's his first Christmas. Like,
I know, so
what are you talking about?
Right?
But then I literally like a second later was like, well, no, because everyone's going to get him a present.
Yeah.
Probably things he doesn't even need, right?
Yeah.
And you're right. He's tiny. He doesn't even know what Christmas is.
Right.
He's not going to remember it.
And it's not like I have a huge house where I can store all this stuff.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, oh, what? Like, am I being a total Grinch mom if I don't get him? Am I that a bad mom if I don't get him something?
Okay. The answer to that is absolutely not. You're not a bad mom. You're not a Grinch mom. Like, you're not. You know, you should definitely not feel bad if you don't get your son a present when he's, six months?
He'll be almost 5 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. But you're not, like, you could get him something, like, small, you know?
Yeah.
Or you could even wrap something that is in the closet. You know what I mean? Just for the picture, video.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just for the memory of him opening a present.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't stress over that. I would not.
Okay, because I was just like, I don't know. I mean,
what does Steven say? Because he's a gift giver. He's the gift giver in the relationship.
He is a fantastic gift giver.
Yeah,
and I haven't asked him about it.
Okay.
But my sisters have, you know, they've asked like, oh, what do you want? What should we get the baby? I was like, well, number one, he's a baby. He doesn't need anything.
Yeah.
You know, but number two, if you really want to get him something, I gave him like a list, like, hey, he's starting to teeth, so some
yeah.
teething toys or
yeah,
you know
yeah,
some
yeah.
like food bowls here and there. Like,
yeah.
don't go crazy on buying him a ton of crap that we don't need, you know?
Right. So. Right. And then that's another thing I think of too, like when Marina's born, like she'll be born around, you know, Christmas time and stuff. So she'll be like almost a year old next Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And I think about like setting the precedent for like the rest of her life when it comes to like Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want her to like care that much about things, especially
right.
things that you're not gonna like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather like
have you heard of the four Christmas gift rule?
No.
Have you heard of that? It's I saw it going around online, but you only give them four gifts.
Oh.
Your kids four gifts.
Yeah.
Something that they
experiences
something that they want, something that they need,
okay,
something to wear, and something to read. Those are the four things. So something that they want, something that they need, something to wear, and something to read.
Well, what is this about? Like, why? What's this rule about? Like, why is it a thing?
I think people are doing that because Christmas can get out of hand with a ton of stuff, you know, like a bunch of toys, a bunch of things that they don't really need. And I guess it's a way to make it more meaningful.
Okay.
You know?
Okay. I still feel like that. I want to make it a 2 Christmas rule. Yeah. Like, something that they'll read or something that they need. Like, that's all I need. I like that. I just think back, like, and I love my family. I do. I love my mom. I just think how much money is spent on things that are, like, so temporary, you know?
Yeah.
And then you become so attached to things. And then, you know, I don't know. I'm going way too deep now, but pull me out. Pull me out, sis.
You don't want Marina to become materialistic and just rely only on, like, toys.
Yeah, just, like, appreciate the few gifts that you get. Make the most of it. Make it last forever, you know, or give her an experience. Like, I'm all about giving people experiences.
That's,
like,
pretty cool.
I try to give that to my godson every year for his birthday. Like, instead of giving him a gift, I like to take him somewhere, make a memory, like, something like that, you know, that he's never done or experienced. So, don't know. So with Bach, I don't know. What do you want to do? I mean,
right?
I don't know. I don't, like, again, I don't think you're a horrible mom if you don't get him a gift. I don't. Even though at first I thought that. I was like, what are you talking about? Of course get your son a gift.
All right, Sister Wives, let us know.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your advice on that?
Yeah. Even, like, because when do you start getting him gifts? I guess when they understand, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, or when they ask you for a gift.
Yeah.
Oof.
Right? I don't know. Although I will take this this rule that my sister does for Christmas gifts and birthday gifts. Uh-huh. My sister Michelle is so mean.
Why?
She lets the kids unwrap their presents, right?
Okay.
But they already have so many toys that she doesn't let them open their gift. You know, like, actually open it up and play with her toys. She puts them in a clear box in the garage.
Yeah.
And she doles them out, like, slowly. But they only get it when they do something good. So, like, if Nora needed to be potty trained, but she would, you know, have some accidents or, you know, whatever. So they would have some encouragement, like, hey, you know, if you don't pee in your diaper at night for 7 days, I'll let you open this box.
Yeah.
And she would keep the present in front of their face.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, torturing them.
Like, I love and hate that all at the same time.
Like, it worked for her.
Yeah.
The kids did it, you know. But she sent us a picture the other day, like, bam, look at all these toys. What are we going to do with them now? I need to go throw away some other toys or donate the other toys to bring some new ones in.
But
she's kind of a G, man.
I mean, I like that system. I'm not mad at that. Yeah. You know, it's, like, very controlled.
Yes.
Yeah. Hard to do, I'm sure. Poor kids. But I mean, then they'll understand, like, it's not all, like, me, everything,
right.
give, give, give.
Yeah, I get what I want. You have to work for it.
Yeah.
So there you go. So what's your beef with Christmas cards, Tanya?
Oh, my beef. That's funny because that's true. Okay, I've felt this for the last couple of years, and it's weird because I still feel this year as I'm pregnant and about to have a child.
What is it?
Do we still need to be giving out Christmas cards when we're almost in the year 2020? And I hesitate to tell you this because you just gave me one of Baby Bach yesterday.
I did.
And it was adorable. And it was awesome. And I loved it. But hear me out first.
Okay.
And then I want to hear what you, like, I want you to almost convince me. Like,
okay.
Because I don't want to feel this way. But here's the thing. Like, for the past couple of years, right, I love receiving Christmas cards with the pictures of the family and the pictures of the kids and 2019 and happy holidays and beautiful. They're beautiful. And then they go in my fridge. And then it's like November of the fall of the, all the way of the next year, and they're still in my fridge, right? And I'm like, okay.
Girl, took them down. Why do you keep them that long?
Hold on.
Okay.
Well, I put them on the fridge because I'm like, okay, it's nice to display family and friends on there, right?
Sure.
And they're beautiful pictures. And then I usually keep them up for, like, until, like, they fall, till, like, we move. I don't know, right?
Until they die.
So they're cool, right? They're cluttered. The fridge is, like, cluttered. Yeah. And I'm just like, what do you do with them, right? So then I'm like, I don't want to throw them away. I feel bad throwing away pictures of family. like, I feel really bad.
Okay.
Okay, so then I don't throw them away. So then what I do, so extra, I cut out just the pictures. And
okay.
I put them, like, away with, like, all my photo memories.
Okay.
Right? So then at least I have the pictures. But I'm just saying, like, God damn, it's so much. Like, what am I supposed to do? What is one supposed to do with a ton of Christmas cards? You throw them away?
I throw away all of them but my family.
See, that's awful.
I know, it is bad.
So you're telling me if I give you a picture of Marina, you throw it away? Yes.
You know what? Thank you. Yeah, probably.
Yes,
honestly,
see?
Probably. But I don't know.
Why am I doing that? Why are we doing that?
Because it's really nice to receive them in the mail. And I, you know what? Talk to me after you have Marina, because
I used to feel the same exact way
about Christmas cards. But like, dude, having a baby, you know, changes me.
Well, okay,
it changed me a ton.
Hard. It changed you hard.
I mean, I already took him to see Santa twice. I was about to do it a third time, but he fell asleep yesterday, okay?
I just feel like and then there's more to that, right? Then there's more like, okay, the amount of money that you spend, you know, depending on how many you send out, right? Then you got to stuff them. Then you got to mail them if you do mail them, you know what I mean? Then the postage.
Groupon, sister. Groupon. That's what I did.
Oh, that means you got to plan ahead, and I am not a plan aheader.
So, okay, what would your alternative be then?
Social media. It's 2020.
So just a digital Christmas card. Text a picture then.
Down with it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then you won't see, but the thing with that is like,
what?
Oh, you look at it once,
yeah,
and you're like, all right, whatever.
Uh-huh.
All the hard work that
Versus?
You went into, all of the hard work that you put into putting together a Christmas card just goes away in 2 seconds.
What hard work, sis?
They took a picture
and I sent it out.
No. Getting your baby girl's outfit ready because you know you're going to want her in the cutest little outfit.
Okay.
Doing the background, like, are you going to send out a picture of her with Santa? Are you going to do a family picture with you, her, and JJ? Are you going to do it professionally done? Are you going to go get it done on your phone?
But
really, you know what I mean?
Like, but really, when you like that hard work that you're talking about,
yeah,
it's like you're going to do it for a social media picture anyway.
But it's the, I'm with Christmas cards now because it meant a lot to me to put together my babies.
Okay. You're not convincing me.
No. And I don't know. I string them up. And I guess what you could do is keep them and string them up again next year.
Oh, God,
you know?
No. See?
But what you're doing, I think, is cute, is just cutting them. I don't think you need to keep them up year round. After you put away your Christmas stuff, cut out the little pictures and keep them in your memory box and call it a day.
Well, this was what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because I have a heart.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying. And this sucks because now I'm not going to get any Christmas cards. I'm not saying that you should not send me Christmas cards because I promise you, I opened two yesterday from two of our friends in Brawley, and there are beautiful pictures. I asked JJ, I literally opened, I was like, oh, what did I do? Put them straight on the fridge. It's I don't even think about it, right? But then it's when a year passes by, you know, and I'm like,
well, which is why you need to take them down after your. See, you have your strategy all wrong. You would enjoy Christmas cards more if you only kept them up as long as you kept up your Christmas decorations and then put them away afterwards.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And for your fridge problem, here is your solution, okay?
Don't put them on the fridge.
Exactly. Don't put them on the fridge. What I started doing was I bought like a little string, like a little cute little twine from Target.
Yeah.
And I took a hole punch because I couldn't find the little clips. Mm-hmm. But I hole punched the pictures and I strung them all up so they're just kind of displayed throughout the house.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a little row of Christmas cards right underneath our TV.
Mm-hmm.
And if that grows too long, I'm going to create a new little row, and it'll be strung up by our tree.
You're such a mom. You're
yeah.
such a mom.
Welcome to it, bitch.
I know. I know. Trust me. And let me just say that I understand that I'm saying all of this, and I know that I'm about to be a mom,
yeah,
and that things are going to change for me, and I probably will change my mind.
Yes.
I still want to express how I feel because I have felt like this for many years.
Yes.
And I know there's a lot of people out there that choose not to do Christmas cards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
And no, finish it.
And I'm saying this with intent of sending out like a similar card in the new year for my baby's birth announcement.
Yeah.
I know. So it's like I'm a walking contradiction.
I keep the birth announcements.
Okay. Yours is still on my fridge.
Aw, thanks.
Yeah. Everything's on my fridge. Everything's on my fridge. You can't even see it. No, no. It's horrible. JJ hates it. Every time we open it, everything falls.
They're like, I'm throwing them away.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I just had to, like, let that out. Again, I know that I sound like a Grinch, but it's just something that it's, like, been just on my mind. It's like, God, people go through so much to, like, give you a Christmas card and make a Christmas card and address it and send it out and pay for the postage and pay for the printing and find a good picture, like all of it.
Yeah.
And then most people just toss them. I just think it's so heartless.
I guess, yeah.
Just, we live in a social media world now. Just
no, I think it's just still something about getting a card in the mail. It's like getting a handwritten thank you note.
Love that.
Okay.
By the way, still got to send mine out, but I'm just going to do what you did. I'm going to send out a thank you with a birth announcement. Bam, call it a day.
Yes.
That was so smart. So smart. I know I had my shower in October, everybody, but just wait. Just wait till I have this little girl. It's coming. And I just want to thank everybody for giving me lots of presents for the shower.
Yeah.
And this is after I complained to myself about making invites for the baby shower. Do you remember I talked about it? I'm like, why did I make baby shower invites? One, it's not helping the planet.
Yeah.
Two, it costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
Three, you can pay more money for the postage.
True.
Four, you got to get everyone's address.
True.
Five, you got to send them out. Then you got to wait for everybody to get them. Then some people don't get them. It's just, why didn't I just send an Evite? Why didn't I just do that?
You know what? Why you're so mad about the Christmas cards is because you're so mad about your
baby shower invites. Maybe. I mean, I've been mad about this for a while, a couple of years. But like, you're right. The shower invites didn't help. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'll stop. Okay.
I think Christmas cards are good to do, and birth announcements are good to do.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything else, Evite it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Baby's first birthday?
Evite.
Sure.
Absolutely, Evite.
See, I'm already like struggling with that.
Evite or text. You just have to pick one medium and make sure you go with it.
And please remind me when Marina turns one to do this, because here I am. I'm already like, but I want the memory. No. I could just print one out and then send the rest out in Evite.
Yes.
I could do that.
Yes.
Or even print like 10 out and send it to my family or
exactly.
something.
You only have to do a couple of them. And for that, do it at Costco. And then for Christmas cards, Groupon it. I found, my sister told me about this Groupon and I bought it and it was $37 for like 70 cards or something like
and
that.
And the picture, your card looks so good.
Thank you.
And he's just so cute.
Oh, no, I love him so much.
And then I'll have to put it away one day or toss it.
Don't tell me if you throw it away. Just don't tell me.
I'm not going to toss it. I could never do that. I can't. I'm telling you. I'm a Grinch, but I'm a Grinch with a heart, okay?
You're a grin.
Yeah, I'm a grin.
Not a ch. Just a grin.
That's funny. That's funny.
Okay, guys, we are going to go. We will talk to you guys next week.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Merry Christmas. Hey. Happy holidays.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.